Sunday afternoon, a very special performance. It has nothing to do with bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I don't think, anyway. It is the BLT Jazz Trio at the Tibbetts Opera House on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk. Barry Ross joins us on the line with us. And Barry's been with us in the past to talk about things when you were involved with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra and some of the concerts that you brought to Tibbetts. Now you get to have some fun with the Jazz Trio, right, Barry?
I'm having a great time with the BLT Jazz Trio. The name of the trio always brings a laugh, but we got a grant this year this is a group of two musicians that I played with for many years, Terry Lauer and Lana Hoffman, and it occurred to me in applying for this grant that the initials of our first names spelt Barry, Lana, and Terry, BLT, Jazz Trio.
Well, it's tough to forget, so that's part of marketing, right?
I guess so. It was for the grant, and then I realized we did get funding, and this is a very important concert for the trio because it is the culmination, the final concert of a five location concert tour that we've been on. And it's the most important one, and I just am so excited about the fact that it takes place in a historic building. The Tibbetts Opera House is such a gem of restored and maintained, beloved opera house from the early days. And, of course, our music is from that era. I think of the American Songbook as starting around the time of the birth of Irving Berlin in 1888. Mm-hmm. And he lived for like 101 years. I think he passed away in 1989. And he gave us such great music. And so it started this amazing group of wonderful songwriters leading all the way up through Stephen Sondheim. But the American Songbook really was Cole Porter, Irving Berlin, Cole Porter, George Gershwin, and many others who we represent in the music that we perform.
All right, wonderful stuff. So it's you on violin. You've got Lana as the vocalist for you, and Terry as the pianist. And you're gonna, I understand, you're gonna break the rules a little bit of a trio and add a drummer, right?
Well, you are up on everything because it's a larger venue. We decided to add a little rhythm. We did this when we performed up in Traverse City at the Music House Museum, another historic site. It adds a little bit of a projection and a beat. You have a terrific sound person in Dave there, and we thought, well, he's going to give us enough mic boost to be able to add this marvelous drummer that we like to work with, Larry Ochiltree. And so it's a special concert in so many ways, and Lana Hoffman, of course, is known as an amazing country singer. She was always a jazz singer, but she also sings country and pop, and I'm trying to get her to sing a little opera the way Aretha did in Nessun Dorma when she filled in for Pavarotti, a famous story. But Lana is, of course, the proprietor of Lana's Boutique in downtown Kalamazoo, and she's a businesswoman, but a natural, gifted singer. Mm-hmm. And then Terry Lauer, who is a brilliant and highly evolved and trained jazz pianist of the first order. He was the Southwest Michigan Jazz Musician of the Year a few years ago, and he's made many CDs. He appears with a lot of other artists from here to Detroit, and the three of us just magnetized. We got together years ago in twosies And now this tour has made us the BLT Jazz Trio. We're so happy.
The concert, 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday at the Tibbetts Opera House, again called the Great American Songbook. So what will the program kind of look like then?
Well, the composers that I just mentioned, going to start with everybody's favorite, Summertime. And that's George Gershwin, of course. And then we're going to do other Gershwin on the program, and we have a wonderful arrangement of, it's a little bit classical, but the Rhapsody in Blue that everyone loves. It's wonderful, Whatever Lola Wants, Putting on the Ritz, that's the Irving Berlin song. A little Sweet Georgia Brown and Ain't Misbehaving. And it's jazz with we tried to cover the whole 100 years, and that includes a little bit of Peggy Lee's Fever that's a little more recent. There's a historic song that I love to do called Somewhere in Time that, of course, was the theme song from the film that was made at Mackinac Island at the Grand Hotel. With starring Christopher Reeve. So there's a lot of variety here. Great, great music that we love, and we love to share. We're just so excited to have this opportunity to do it at the Tibbetts Opera House in Coldwater.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Give the thumbnail sketch for folks of your resume, too, because you talked about the other two artists. Because Gabriela Ross, you've got a pretty impressive resume yourself.
I came here to Southwest Michigan in 1972. I was a born and bred Yankee, an Easterner from Massachusetts. And it took about 2 years to realize that I was the Midwesterner trapped in an Eastern family. So I love this area, this community of Kalamazoo and Greater Kalamazoo and all of Southwest Lower Michigan, the proximity to Lake Michigan, to the sand dunes in the Leelanau Peninsula, and everything else about it. So in 72, I came here to become a professor at Kalamazoo College, and it was a shared position as concertmaster of the Kalamazoo Symphony, and that's how I first came to the Tibbetts Opera House, was as a member of the symphony. And then I grew both positions. I didn't do it myself. There were ambitious people I got to work with. I was able to create a symphony orchestra at Kalamazoo College that hadn't been there. Now it's called the Philharmonia, Kalamazoo Philharmonia. And the Kalamazoo Symphony just quadrupled its number of offerings, and especially its education programs. I married a wonderful educator, a musician by the name of Jane Rooks Ross. She was hired by the symphony as the first education director, and it was an endowed position, very rare for a symphony orchestra. And she created education programs that have really transformed Kalamazoo and this whole area. And that sent me out as the assistant conductor of the symphony, doing outreach concerts, summer park concerts, and education concerts, youth concerts for over 13,000 children each year. So I had a very exciting career. I'm now performing as a violin soloist all over the place. I have a couple of recitals coming up during the winter in Florida. I'll be doing a tour there in the Fort Myers area. And I'm just so happy to be still involved, challenged, and fascinated with this language of music. Right. And what it does for people.
We're looking forward to your interpretation of the Great American Songbook coming up this this Sunday afternoon at the Tibbetts, and part of the entertainment series for the Tibbetts, the Great American Songbook. Barry, thanks, and we will see you on stage on Sunday, all right?
Well, Ken, I'm so looking forward to it, and thrilled be coming back to Coldwater. Thank you for a lovely interview.
Barry Ross, the BLT Jazz Trio on stage at the Tibbetts. Barry Ross with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.